Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Your name is what?
Amia.
Amia? Could you spell it?
A-M-I-A.
Okay. A-M-I-A. Okay. My name is Joyce Monroe, and I call my bank. I have a charge on my card. I mean, on my bank statement that I did not make, I don't even know what it is, but the bank, it didn't have a number, but the bank gave me your phone number and told me to call and report it, and if not, then, you know, call them back. But it was made, it said debit, what is the name? It say on here, BETRESULTTRENDS today. What is that?
I'd be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me this one brief moment, all right?
Sure.
Let's see.
Somehow my number has been compromised or breached, but this was scam, whatever it is.
Yes, ma'am, I'd be more than happy to look into it. That's billing address for security purposes, please, Ms. Monroe.
My what?
Billing address for security purposes, please.
708 11 Court West, Birmingham, Alabama, 35204.
Thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am. So reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey that was taken for the Dyson Vacuum. Do you not recall taking that survey?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. With you taking that survey, terms, conditions expressed that you will be automatically subscribed to the ByteHub app, provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. We can reduce it down to $20 a month if you wish to continue.
No, ma'am. No, listen. That's all this stuff is a scam. And I took them off my email thing because I would receive a free, and I thought it was legit because they had Home Depot up there, and then it had people stating that it was true and it was good. But all that other stuff, no, ma'am, I did not agree to order anything, and I don't want it. They haven't sent me anything, and I don't want anything sent to me.
It was emailed to you, ma'am. You agreed to that information before completing the transaction, but I can most definitely cancel the account.
Well, you
there will
do
be
that,
an email.
Darling, listen, I'm 75 years old and I'm on a fixed income, and I cannot afford anything extra. And I'm not in good health, and I don't want to be upset about things like that. But I called myself reading it, and I did not see that it said $5 would charge. The reason I gave my information because it said it would charge $5. Do you recall that?
And along with terms, conditions, ma'am.
No, I didn't see it.
Yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and cancel the account for you. There will be an email confirm the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours. 3 to 5 business days for findings to fall back into your account. I have the cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay, what is it?
That's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's going to be 920. 608 422.
422?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry that I seem upset, but I'm not well, and I, you know, have to deal with stuff like this. And so my $59.89 will be put back in my account?
It will be a $49.89 refund falling back within the next 3 to 5 business days.
$49.89. Why?
Because those recipes. Those recipes were sent to the email.
What recipes? No, ma'am. I haven't gotten any recipes from no email. No, ma'am.
They were emailed to you, ma'am, back on the 21st of April. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
I have my phone right here. Let me see. On the 21st of April. See this. Okay. You said the 21st?
Yes, ma'am.
What that would be under. What would it come under? 27. Because I have cleaned out a bunch of stuff. be under promotions?
Yes, ma'am. Possibly.
And what would be, who is it from?
The email would be from, yes, excuse me about that. Yes, ma'am, that email would be from Byte Hub. Grub Byte.
Grub Byte. You know what? I probably deleted it because I thought it was the one of those Uber things, you know, they have something like that, that they deliver food.
Mm-hmm.
And I just deleted it. I'm sure that's probably what happened. Because when they say Grub, because that's something they say like Grub Hub. And I went through this morning. I bet you I have 1,000 emails, and I went up under them, and I unsubscribed already that thing about Vice, about that, because on my scams, they had that thing about that up under scams, spams. And I deleted it, and I also deleted them. When I read that, I deleted it from my thing, but I don't see that. But I'm sure I probably deleted. I'm not going to swear I deleted. I don't know if I did or not, because it'd be so many. It's overwhelming. So how much they charge for that?
The app is $59.89, but she'll be getting a refund of $49.89 within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so they took $10 from me.
Right.
See, I don't even have $10 for them to take from me, and I just hate this so bad that they, so many people get, you know, it's really a shame that they, the way they do people. But I'm let it go with this, but please destroy my bank information and everything about me, please, ma'am.
We can't do anything with your information once you call in to counsel, ma'am. You're counsel with us, there will be a refund and an email confirming that you called in to counsel today.
Okay. And you mad about it?
I'm sorry?
Are you mad about it?
Mad about what?
The way you said it, like, you know, in fact, you know, but see, you have to understand the consumer's point of view when people get old and people, they have all this fine printed stuff, and it's really, it's not fair to people. You know what I'm saying? It's just like it's an underhanded thing as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean? It should be in big bold print. That's like unsubscribe. I had to look. It's so tiny on there, but I bet you unsubscribed about 100 things this morning. They just too much. But I appreciate that. I'm just going to let it go. But I appreciate it very much that you refunded me.
No problem.
I mean, putting that back in my account. Well, anyway, thank you very much, and you have the blessed remainder of the day.
You do the same, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer service.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.